Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Bo Boy in Red Oak, and we're going to be talking about some special events coming up. Good morning to you, Bo.
Good morning, LaVon. How are we doing?
Good. Now, I probably should mention that you are the marketing director for Red Oak, and so it's your job to get this news out to everybody. And so let's talk about, first of all, just in general, Junction Days that's coming up.
Sure. So Junction Days is always the last full weekend of June. This year it's from Thursday, June 27th through Sunday, June 30th. It's Red Oak, Iowa's annual community summer celebration. It's
so
a prime opportunity for
the, I was going to say, we're kind of in the midst of it now as we talk on Friday morning. You've had some things going on, but we're going to talk about what's going on from now on. So, yeah, so why? How did Junction Days come about? What's that mean?
So Junction Days kind of started out, some brothers got together and they wanted to start a triathlon back in the late 70s. And then from that, the community kind of took it over, and it's always been a weekend full of various events throughout the years.
Yeah, very good. And if it's like usual, you've got a lot of volunteers putting together a whole lot of things. I want to talk first about something very special that doesn't happen every year, and that's a I'm going to say display called Remembering Our Fallen. So tell us about that, Bo.
Yep. So a gentleman, Bill Williams, he's a graduate from Red Oak. He runs a business called Patriotic Productions, and so he's got this Remembering Our Fallen tribute towers. It's actually, it was on display at the College World Series, and then they brought it to Red Oak. It's a national traveling war memorial to honor those who have fallen since 9/11. So it's on display at Junction Days this year until Sunday. It's available day or night. We have lights going on at night in case you want to come down and take a look at the display during the evening.
Where is it located?
On the northwest corner of the square. So in downtown Red Oak, we've got an empty lot, and that's where the display will be. There's 30-plus of these tribute towers that are going to be across the lawn there.
Okay. And as I understand this, they've listed as many names and have photos also, I believe, of people who have fallen in Iraq, Afghanistan, and all ways of service. So about how many people do you think are represented?
Oh, goodness. I don't know.
Thousands.
I think it's 500
thousands, right?
Plus, or yeah, maybe even thousands. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's 30 of these displays, and yeah, there's a photo that's their military photo, and then the family got to include just a personal photo of them, something that from a kid or, you know, a high school photo, something from sports. So you get a little bit of taste of both sides of that.
Okay. And I think we had a really small version of that here one time, and as I recall, they're still adding more names as they get information. I mean, he has looked and gathered and as much as possible, but if there's somebody that's not represented, they probably can still be added. So,
yes, yeah, and he encourages that. I mean, he can't reach out to every single, you know, family out there. So if you have a son or daughter that is has fallen since 9/11, feel free to contact Patriotic Productions, and they would love to be able to honor your family.
Yeah. So it could take a short amount of time, depending on your time schedule, but it could also take, I'm thinking, hour or more, depending on how much you want to look at those photos, because
mm-hmm.
they're very, very moving.
Yes. So. Very much so, yeah. There's actually a lady from, she's a Gold Star family member, and she travels with the display everywhere it goes across the country, and has a beautiful story, a very moving story that she shares with everyone, too.
Mm-hmm. So you said this came to Red Oak from the College World Series. That kind of tells you, I think, of the importance and the impression that it makes. This is not just some small thing. Somebody said, I'll do something nice. And it also started, I believe, in Washington, D.C. So it's been around a while.
Yes, yes, it has, and I wish I could tell you all the locations that it's been to, but and they've got a website that you can visit, and they've done so much. They've done different plane rides, taking veterans to Washington D.C. to see all the memorials and everything. And it's a they're a very good family that has put this all together.
Okay, and that's if we go looking for information, we can go to Patriotic Productions and get lots of information there, and probably the dates and places for if you miss Red Oak. There's probably some more coming up that you could go and visit. So that's a really important thing to come to Red Oak for during these special junction days. Let's just talk a little bit about some of the other things that's going on.
Yeah, so tonight we're going to have the all-class reunion. So if you graduated from Red Oak, you're more than welcome to come back home for that. The Chautauqua Road Band's going to be playing at the Red Coach from 7 p.m. to midnight.
So, Bo,
Saturday.
I'm going to interrupt because I probably should come and visit because I didn't graduate from there, but I taught there for 2 years. I probably see some people I might know.
Oh, there you go. Well, sure, and then come on down.
That would surprise people, wouldn't it? Some of those students, if I showed up, so that could be kind of fun. So that's tonight, and it sounds like good music, good place. And then tomorrow, more going on.
Oh, tomorrow is packed. At the beginning, we start with the Shady Tree Barbecue Contest. That's an all-day event, $5,000 in cash prizes. At this time, it is not too late. By noon today, if you can get a registration in, then you can compete in the barbecue contest. We've got a 5-mile, 2-mile fun run going on. It's still not too late for that. Registration starts at 6 a.m. Tomorrow morning. Cuts off at 7, and the race begins at 7:30. We've got a vendor fair going on all around the square just before the grand parade starts, which is at 10:30. We've got food vendors downtown. We've got tractor display. Our middle school is actually going to be transformed into an apartment complex, and so this is the last opportunity for people to go through the school. There's going to be an open house from noon to 3 p.m. We've got bingo going on at the Eagles Club. We got some activities for kids, tons of activities for kids, including balloon artists and inflatables downtown. We've got some different stage events. This is a fun one. Gentleman Nick Hildreth brought this to us. It's a frozen T-shirt challenge.
Oh.
So what he does is he wads up these T-shirts and freezes them overnight, and then the day of at noon. Kind of a transition between the parade and some of our other activities. The first person that's able to thaw out one of these T-shirts and get it on wins a prize. So it's pretty unique, and it's going to be fun to watch people, you know.
Well, in that case, you're hoping for some warm weather instead of the cooler weather we've had. That would help a little bit.
Yeah. And I think the stars are aligning there because I think it's supposed to be a pretty nice day and a warm day too. So, following that, we've got a hot dog eating contest. We've got the Kiwanis have their annual duck race going on. We have a name that tune contest. So if you've got some musical knowledge, you can compete against others to see who knows more. At 2 p.m., we've got our water fights. At 2:30, we've got a talent contest going on the stage as well. And then wrapping up that Saturday evening, we've got our downtown beverage garden. We've got three different bands that are going to be playing. We've got Open Interest, Eric Nelson, Code Blue. I'm telling you, Saturday is packed. And I didn't even read off everything that's going on. So
no matter what time of day you have available on Saturday, you could come to Red Oak and find something exciting going on.
Yep, and I know at the fairgrounds, they have a figure eight race going on, so car enthusiasts will enjoy that. I mean, there's seriously, something for everyone here.
Oh, that's great. And I just want to mention again, because I heard you say that the Remembering Our Fallen, the tribute towers, are available day and night because they're outdoors and they're lit. Okay, so if you can't get there for one of those other events going on, and they're there through Sunday, is that correct?
Yep. Sunday at noon, and then they're going to be escorting it out of town.
Okay. So anytime from today, this morning, to Sunday about noon, you could go see those tribute towers in Red Oak. And it's a very moving kind of display, so a great opportunity. And then enjoy lots of food whenever you're there, too. So we want to thank you much, Bo Boy, for visiting with us from Red Oak. And until next time, a serious thought, remember the fallen, freedom is never free.